with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Kamala Harris is promising a peaceful transfer of power after her loss to Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In her concession speech, the vice president said she called Trump to congratulate him on his election victory.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Harris also told her supporters not to despair.
This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She said now is a time to organize, mobilize, and stay engaged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What does the election of Donald Trump mean for the future of the United States Supreme Court?
Donald Trump had already appointed three Supreme Court justices, and in his second term, he could have a chance to name two more. That could mean a high court with a Trump-appointed majority that could serve for decades. The two eldest justices, Clarence Thomas, who's 76, and Samuel Alito, who's 74, could consider stepping down, knowing that Trump, a Republican, would nominate replacements. Those replacements might be three decades younger and could ensure conservative domination of the court through the middle of the century or beyond. If both men were to retire, they probably wouldn't do it at once to minimize disruption. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Southern California was lashed by powerful winds Wednesday that fed a fast-moving wildfire which destroyed dozens of homes and forced thousands of residents to flee as forecasters warned of the potential for extreme and life-threatening blazes. The blazes were centered in Ventura and western Los Angeles counties. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,508 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, "I love who I am," and "feels good to see the real me." A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern finds 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia actively persecute believers. The report indicates the governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians or turn a blind eye to attacks on them. Vietnam has been placed on the State Department's special watch list. This is SRN News. While a lot of voters were concerned about the economy, gas prices have been going down recently. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A year ago, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas was about $3.42 a gallon. Today, it's $3.10, about 32 cents less. Just in the past month, the price has dropped about 7 cents, says the AAA. Of course, if you're driving on the West Coast, you'll find the highest prices in the nation, $4.53 in California, $4.01 a gallon in Washington State. The lowest prices are in the South, $2.68 on average in Texas, $2.79 a gallon in South Carolina. I'm Rita Foley.
The Canadian government is ordering the dissolution of TikTok's Canadian business, but it won't block access to the Chinese-made app. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.